Omar Rava, Rava said like this, Meis be Yomtiv Rishna, somebody dies on the first day, Yomtiv, Yisasko by Yamanin. Yisro Yid can't touch him, he's Muksa, but you're allowed to have Goyim work to bury him. You're allowed to make the Kfura on the first day, Yomtiv, but you have to let Goyim do it, not a Jew. What about Meis be Yomtiv Sheni? Let's say somebody dies on the second day, Yomtiv, and Chutz Laaretz, we have 2 days, Yomtiv, then Yisasko by Yisrael. Then even a Jew is allowed to be Yisek and making the Kfura. Even if talking about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that they're both a chomedik adin, it's like a vada yomtiv. Still, since the second day is only with the rabbonin will make on the gate to a mace. That even a Yisrael is allowed to be Yisek in burying the mace. Ma'ashen came bebeitza. Ma'ashen, like we had before, an egg is different. An egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed in the second day. Because the second day, even though it's only with the rabbonin, it has a din like a vadai. That's only the gate to Chas Beitza. Mashenka, the gate to a mace, the Rabbanan were Moida and Mekel to say you could bury a mace on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, second day evening of Rosh Hashanah. Nahador Yamin Adori says, after Beitza, even a Beitza is also Mutter. They say no. A today, Bizman is there, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. If you have an egg that's born the first day, you're allowed to eat it the second day. Why? The Mai Daitcha, what's your reasoning to say that it's also the second day? Dilma Ma'abule Lelu, we have a suffix, maybe Elul was an extra day. Yeah, and therefore it's a Sveika Diyayma, so we don't really know which day is Rosh Hashanah, so we keep 2 days Machmas Sveika, it's like a Vardai. See, he says no. For Omar Rav Chinano Bar Kano, Omar Rav, that mi Yemois Ezra Ve'elach, from the times of Ezra and further, Loi Metzinu Elo Meyuber. It never came out that Elul had 30 days to it. It was always on the 30th day of Elul that they made Rosh Hashanah. So like Rashi says, it only happened one time before Ezra that the Edim came after Mincha. But from that time on, it never happened that Edim came after Mincha. Therefore, there's always only like one day in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's only one day, that we keep 2 days in Chutz Laaretz, it's only Machmas Sveika. Therefore, he holds an egg that's born the first day, on the second day you're allowed to eat it. Omer Mazutra, Mazutra says like this, Lo Yamor, it was only said that on the second day Yomtif, that you're allowed to have a Yisrael bury the Nais, Ela Lo Yamor Ela Dishtoi. Only if he died already, like on the first day Yomtiv, and you didn't take care of him, so now when it comes the second day, since he's like rotting away already, then even a Jew is allowed to take care of it. But let's say he didn't die the first day Yomtiv. He didn't wait yet. He only died today on the second day Yomtiv. Then even the second day Yomtiv, you're not allowed to let a Yisrael bury him. You have to wait till after Yomtiv. That's what Mazutu wanted to say. Rav Ashi says no. No, even if the mace did not die yesterday, he died today on the second day Yomtiv. We did not push you off to make you wait till after Yomtiv, but we let you bury the mace today on Yomtiv. My time, what's the reasoning? Well, how come if somebody dies on Yomtiv Sheni, you're allowed to bury him, even a Jew? Because Yomtiv Sheni legabe mace. The halacha of a Yomtiv Sheni, that's only with the Rabbanin in Chutz Laaretz, on Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, it's also with the Rabbanin. Of a legabe mace, negate to the loch of taking care of a mace, is kechoil shavu rabbonin. The rabbonin made it like weekday, mamish like a weekday. If you want to go and bury a mace now, you can do whatever you want. And afilo lemegas leg lima, even it means to cut his tachrichim. You have to cut material to make him his clothing, his tachrichim, you're allowed to do it on the second day yomtiv. Or lemegas leyasa, who then if you want to cut down hadasim to make it smell nice by the mace, you're allowed to cut it down on the second day yomtiv. Even though it's a melacha, but since the second day Yomtiv is only with the Rabbanin said that nageya to a mace, there are no takanas of Yomtiv. It's mamish like a chayil. You could do whatever you want. Nageya, what's for the purpose of the mace? Abba Amar Ravina said like this, that for idna of a bizman is there now, the ika chavroi, we have, Rashi says, chavroi means bad goyim. Umar rishor, a bad nation that's big rishoyim. Shoye b'mei pasoyim, the kaifenes rushes, the kaifenes Yisrael lasos malachton, that they forced the Jews to work a lot. Now v'yomtiv hoyinidokim hen. So far, the Jews had a right not to work on yomtiv, even though the goyim pushed them to work the whole weekdays. But when it came yomtiv, they had rishus not to work. They shoyimul them because they told them yomtiv futrei the yomtiv, and we can't do any work, so they let them go free. Now the yemiru oisem mekabrin meisayim. If the Goyim are going to see the way the Jews today on the second day Yomtiv are being oisik and burying their dead, they're the goyim will say, huh, you're doing work anyway, we'll make you do the regular work of today on Yom Tov. So therefore the Gemara says, since today we're under the power of the goyim, and they make us work, they just give us off on Yom Tov, we're afraid now, and we don't let you bury your mace in the second day Yom Tov, because we're afraid maybe they'll see you burying the mace, and they'll come to make the gzera that even on Yom Tov you'll have to work also. Therefore, now the Rabbanan said, you're better off not burying the mace on Yom Tov, but rather don't do any malach at all on Yom Tov, because then the goyim won't bother you. Right. Ravina have Yosef Kaime de Ravasi. Ravina, some say Ravashi, the Gisha should be. Ravina was sitting in front of Ravashi. Vishne Yomim Tovim Shem Rosh Hashanah. It was the second day, it was on Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Chazyayu de Ava Yosef. So Ravina saw the way Ravashi wasn't feeling good. Rashi Chazy Ravina Ravashi de Ava Yosef. He saw him feel very bad. He was in a bad mood. His Omulais, Ravina said to him, Ama Yosef Mar, how come you're feeling so bad? What happened? Omalei answered back, "The loyosiva eruba tashilin. You know what? I forgot to make an erev tashilin. In other words, today like was Yom Tov was Thursday and Friday, and I want to be able to cook on Friday for Shabbos, and I didn't make the erev tashilin before Yom Tov, so I'm not going to be able to cook tomorrow for Shabbos." He felt bad. So Omalei Ravina answered back to him, "The loyosiv maya maridna. Why do you feel so bad? Today is only Thursday. Today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You know what? You can make an erev tashilin today." Put an Erev Tashilin down the first day Yom Tov. That Milo Yama Rava, didn't Rava say like this? That in the case we have 2 days Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday. So Avada L'chatchila D'alacher is, you're supposed to make an Erev Tashilin on Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov. You're supposed to put away a special piece of matzah and an egg, and we take an Erev Tashilin. That's matzah you to cook from Friday for Shabbos. That's L'chatchila. But Rava said, Milo Yama Rava, Meniach Od Meruva Tashilin Miyom Tov L'chaveroi. In a case where the person forgot to make the Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, he's allowed to make it the first day Yom Tov. And he can make it tonight like this. Umasni makes it tonight. He makes the condition. And he makes the condition like this. That today's Thursday. So I say like this. If today is really Yom Tov, so then I can't make an Erev Tashilin today. You're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov. But if that's the case, that today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow, Friday, really is Chol. So anyway, I'm allowed to cook then on Friday for Shabbos. If Friday is only Chol HaMoed, I'm allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But then he makes it tonight. But maybe today is not Yom Tov, though. Maybe Thursday is not Yom Tov. Maybe the Yom Tov is only Friday. So then today I make an Erev Tashilin on Thursday. So if tomorrow is Yom Tov, today is Chol. So you're allowed to make an Erev Tashilin. So Mamonashok, the Erev Tashilin works. That's Rabbah's Halacham. If you forget on make an Erev Tashilin before Yom Tov, and that's the Halacham, you're allowed to make the Erev Tashilin the first day Yom Tov. Because Mamonashok is good. When it's a Thursday and a Friday, either Thursday is Chol, then you're allowed to make the Erev today. And if today, Thursday, is Yom Tov, and you can't make it today, but then tomorrow is Chol, so you're allowed to cook tomorrow. So you have such an eitzah to make the Erev Tashilin tomorrow, today, and it helps to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. So that's what Ravina told Rav Ashi, what are you feeling so bad about? Make the Erev Tashilin today. So Amalei, Rav Ashi answered back, no, I still feel bad. That Eima Diyama Rava, when did Rava say he can make an Erev Tashilin on a Tanai? Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shagolius. That's only on Pesach, on Sukkot, and Shavuos, the 2 days Yom Tov of Golius and Chutz Lorenz. Because there it's for sure it's only Machmas Sveika Diyama. It's not one long day at Din Vada Yom Tov. For sure one of the 2 days is Chol. So Mamonashach, if you make the Erev the first day, Mamonashach, you're allowed to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. Aba Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shemosh Hashanah Miyomar. But now we're talking about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Here, like we learned before, it's a din vaday. So since it's a din vaday the second day, you can't make an Erev Tashilin the first day. Because we have to be afraid Thursday is vaday Rosh Hashanah. Friday with the Rabbanan is also vaday Rosh Hashanah. And you're not allowed to make an Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. So that's why you felt bad. For the Gemara, Ayv, Amri, Nadoi said that Ach Beitzim Moteris. Now, Doi holds note that 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the second day is only Machmas Sveika. And an egg that's born the first day, you are allowed to eat the second day. So now Doi holds that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is also Machmas Sveika. It's only doubtful which day is Yom Tov. Really only 1 day is, not 2 days. So according to Nadoi, even on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you would be allowed to make an Erev Tashil on the first day. Abba Amalei Rav Mordechai, Rav Mordechai said back, that Beferish Omalimar, I heard clearly from my Rebbe, that the loisov alos de nadoi. We don't hold like nahadoi. We hold taka 2 days Rosh Hashanah is machmas vaday, and therefore an egg that's born the first day you're not allowed to eat the second day. And who would in halacha if the Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday and Friday, and you did not make the erev tashilin before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make it the first day. You're taka then not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. There are certain terim how you're allowed to do it. We'll see later in the second parak the halachas of erev tashilin. Right, itma would not like this. Efroyach she'noilad b'yomtif, an egg that hatched on yomtif. You have an efroyach, a chicken comes out of the egg on yomtif. Is Rav Amar, Rav says osir. You're not allowed to eat it today on yomtif. It's osir. Oshmul v'tem Rav Yechon Amar muter. You are allowed to. Rav Amar osir. Rav says it's osir muksa because it's muksa. In other words, the egg was muksa. The egg was first hatched, was first born today, and it was hatched today. So the mice said muksa. So therefore, you can't eat it. O Shmuel v'tem Rabbi Yechonon Amar muter. No, you're allowed to eat this chicken that was hatched today. Why? A new svarav hoyo lomate ratzma b'shchita. Since the mice, now that it's born, it's hatched, you're allowed to shech this chicken and eat it. So since this chicken first got its new heta today, that you can make a shchita to it, it's a svara that no isur machal. It's a svara that since you have one heter, a shchita tchal on it, who adin the isur mukser also goes off it. Rashi, hoy lo matratzmoy, beleidosa liyos, nishchat, now that the egg was hatched, and you have a chicken here, it becomes a heter, you're allowed to make a shchita, you can shecht it and eat it. Mashle hoy lo fnei leidosa, you couldn't do that before it was hatched. Is a svara, af mukser hiter asatzmoy, even though really this egg was mukser, and what's born now should still be mukser. It's a new svara that with its being birthed, with its being hatched, b'lei dosoi, the migul, the askin lehai, askin lehai. Since the giving birth, the hatching of the egg, makes it that a heter is chal upon the chicken now, that now you're allowed to shech the chicken, that's a new svara to say that it's also mata the isra mukser. In other words, it's like something new is here, and this thing new gets a terim, something you're allowed to do with it, so well, then you're allowed to eat it also. There wouldn't be an isra mukser chal on it either. That's a svara. Amri lei, Rav Kana, Rav Asi, Rav. Rav Kana, Rav Asi said back to Rav that Rav holds no, still it's osir. He says this egg that was hatched on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it today. Fret Nakasha, v'chima ben zela ego shenelo b'Yom Tov. Why is this different than a calf that's born on Yom Tov? You're allowed to eat the animal. If an animal gives birth on Yom Tov, then the calf is mutter. Why? Why don't we say it's also muksa before? So Marian says no. Like it's noel, it wasn't around before. It was first born now on Yom Tov. So why don't you say it's muksa? So Mar answered back, no, omalei. Hoy lemuchin agavima b'shchita. It's not called really noel. The calf, even before when it came out of the mother, and the mother's stomach also, there's a way to eat it. Like lemoslov, you shech the mother, and then you open up the animal and find the baby inside it, you're allowed to eat the baby. So kids, even before it was born, you're allowed to eat the baby by shechting the mother, you can eat the kid. So it's not called muksa, it's called the kid was edible even before it was born. Mashenkin an egg, before it was hatched, you can't eat the chicken, it's a sheretz. The chicken inside the egg of the sheretz, you can't eat it. You can only make a shchiti after it's born. Fred Gemara bazoi, Oma ben zel ego shenelo min a treifa. What are you going to say about if the mother is a treifa? You have an animal, the mother is a treifa. So you're not allowed to eat the mother. The mother is like muksa. And if the mother gives birth on Yom Tov to a kosher a kid, the kid is not a treifa, you're allowed to shech the kid and eat the kid. The question is why? Why don't we say the kid is like an egg that was hatched today? It's noilut. Something new is coming about. It wasn't here before. It should be muksa. You can't say you could have eaten it before in the mother's stomach, because if you shech the mother, the shchita of a treifa is no good. It won't help you for the kid. So Shasak Rav kept quiet. So here I see from here that even though before it wasn't roi, but now when it's born and it becomes edible, you are allowed to eat it. Like food is always not muksa, food is not noilut. So the same thing by this chicken also. It was first hatched today, you should be allowed to eat the chicken today. So Rav kept quiet. Oh my Rabba, Rabba said, Vitaima Rav Yosef. My time is Shosak Rav. No, why did you keep quiet, Rav? I'll give you an answer. Leimalahu, Rav should answer back like this. Hoyelo muchin agavimu leklovin. There's a big difference. If you have the mother that's a treifer, and it's pregnant, you have a baby inside the stomach. Lamaisa, the mother on Yom Tov is not muksa 100%. Even though it's a treifer, you can't eat it, but you can give it to the klovin. You can give it to the dog's teeth. So it's not muksa. It's the same thing, the vlad also, this kid, you could have given it to the dog. So since it's roi for dogs to eat it, it's called the food, and the locker is dog food, is not muksa. You're allowed to feed your dogs. So therefore, this the trifer is not muksa. Of course, you can give it to the kelo, to the dog. And Rashi speaks out, the bottom Rashi, the klovim, the ben ashmosha, so it's imoy medes lakach. Ben ashmosha, the mother was aiming for this purpose, to give it to a dog. Avol afroyach mashenkin, this chicken that was hatched from the egg, shed the klipo, and it's inside the shell, ain't oimed lachilas klovim. It's not oimed for a dog to eat it. V'yafle hoi royu, hilkach lilo tu. It's not royu for the dog. Dogs don't eat eggs. They don't eat the chicken inside an egg. So kolzum on the chicken is inside the egg, like it's not royu for anything. A dog would not eat it. Therefore, it's tzidid noilet. It's tzidid that when is the first born, when do you have something here on Yom Tov? At the beginning of Ben HaShemoshes, it wasn't around. So therefore, it's noilet that blives like muksa. So therefore, the egg that's hatched is muksa. Mashenkin, this treifer that comes out of the mother, the vlad, the kid. So the kid, since before the mother was not muksa, you could give the mother to a dog, therefore the kid is also not muksa. Omalai, Abai, has to kasher back, no. Hashta, Tayyisro, like this. Hashta, Muchen, Liyodim. Something that's better.